Even if we were brave enough to delete our exes, as you say, they would still find us somehow. And I think, okay, for starters, when you've been dumped, you tend to be mad for a while, so you're going to display very little judgment. But I think the reason that most of us cannot delete our exes and just keep on returning to their pages is is that we're looking for signs that they're dying inside. We've been dumped, so we're dying inside, and we want to know that their life has come to a standstill. And so really we're looking for messages of deep condolence on their Facebook site, saying things like, "I'm so sorry you've lost Lucy. She was the most wonderful thing that ever happened to you." Or ideally a picture of them lying in the corner crying and saying, "Why did I do that?"
May I say, you do sound as though you're speaking from rather bitter experience, Lucy. has this been you 20 to 3 in the morning, sitting up in your dressing gown, mug of tea, on the internet?
I would love to say no. I started face stalking, as they call it, before Facebook even really took off. I dated a guy very briefly who told me about Facebook, and soon after he dumped me, which was an unwise move because he had by this point told me about Facebook. And yes, it was probably one of the only times in my life where I was watching myself as if in third person, just going back again and again and again to do something that was incredibly harmful to myself and had absolutely zero by way of long-term benefit.
I just wonder whether Samuel might be able to outdo you, because Samuel, you've been dumped on Facebook.
Yes, it was a kind of complicated system, but yeah, it was my girlfriend in the morning told me that we needed to talk, which always we know never precedes anything
not a good sign.
And then went off to work, and so I had a whole day of wondering what this talk was going to be about. And during the day, her friends started posting on her Facebook wall, you know, "Good luck with tonight, it's for the best, it's the right thing to do." And so by the time she returned home, I realised what was going on, and I was kind of ceremonially dumped. And then obviously after the dumping, then you got all the messages of congratulations from her friends saying it was for the best.
Now, why did you see those, though?
Because we were still Facebook friends, so you still kind of see the interactions.
So it wasn't that you were deliberately seeking them out?
No, they're just broadcast. And then we were still Facebook friends, and she did a lovely status update about new year, new flat, new job, new man. And
OK, why did you not unfriend her immediately?
Well, I learned that I should unfriend immediately. I think with dating, you should always ask yourself during a breakup, what would Joseph Stalin do? And then follow that plan. So I just completely removed her from everything to do with me. And that actually caused a great offence, because she was quite looking forward to the unfriending.
She was quite looking forward to it. Explain the psychology in that then, please.
Well, I think that, you know, if you've broken up, the polite thing to do is back away and not be, you know, in each other's business forevermore. But the unfriending is quite a big ceremony, isn't it? You are removing someone from your life. And I think she just wanted to do that. That was her treat to herself. And I had another girl who I was dating who was furious that I unfriended her first, because she had wanted to do it.